The issues and challenges of a new year from the perspective of the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. And happy 2008. My guest today is Ed Bolin, who is president of the National Business Aviation Association. Wanted to kind of get Ed's thoughts looking ahead into 2008 and see what will be on the burner this year. Ed, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to our listeners today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Let me start off with an observation about the user fee debate. Now, we obviously had reason to believe this wouldn't be wrapped up at the end of the federal government's fiscal year, but I'm not sure anybody thought it would drag on quite this long. This reminds me of a political campaign, and all the candidates expend all their campaign war chest and then find out there's going to be a runoff. How are we positioned looking forward? Is this going to be require everybody to keep their energy up and maintain the same kind of effort we saw through the summer?
Yeah, it will, and that'll be a challenge for our community because we generated such a significant response, particularly when the user fee came up in the Senate Commerce Committee in May. Huge outpouring from the general aviation community, and that continued right on through the summer as the House of Representatives considered the bill, the Senate Finance considered the bill. So really from the May timeframe all the way through September, the general aviation community really came out in force and demonstrated a really remarkable grassroots mobilization effort that I think made Congress stand up and take notice. But like any time you expend a great deal of energy, you hope, fine, that's done. We don't have to do that for a while. But the reality is that the bill did not get quite done. We still need to get it through the full Senate and into conference. And so the issue is carried over into 2008. Currently, the taxes are set to expire on February 29th. So I think what we will be looking at is a 60-day period between now and then where we're really going to have to go back and ask the community to once again make their voice heard on this issue. And I know that if we can bring back the passion that was demonstrated last year, that we have a chance to really make a difference. But I think, you know, people need to understand that what they did in 2007 was 2007. We're now into a new year. It's a new challenge. I suspect that the airlines and the user fee proponents are going to come back with a renewed energy and probably take the general aviation community more seriously than they have in the past. So we expect, you know, they will come out and we're going to need all the effort we put forward last year and then some if we're going to get this thing across the goal line.
Well, and it's particularly difficult, too, because from the GA side, much of the energy was generated among individuals who were relying on their own personal emotions elicited by the debate to get in touch with their lawmakers, whereas on the airline side, it's being conducted primarily by a staff of professionals who will just, you know, keep that running into the new year. So I think we have to focus on keeping people's energy up.
Yeah, but I will tell you, you know, if I have to pick between a hired lobbyist and a passionate grassroots individuals, we'll take the grassroots any day because it's the constituents that vote. And they're the ones, when constituents talk to their elected representatives, they listen. And, you know, keep in mind, 2008 is an election year. People are going to be out on the road. They're going to be spending time in their state. They're going to be spending time in their district. And if they're hearing from people at home, in the grocery stores, at the coffee shops, wherever they go, town hall meetings, that's going to make a bigger impact on them than sitting in a office in Washington, D.C., hearing from some well-heeled lawyer. or lobbyists. So I think, you know, we've got the right messenger in the general aviation community. We just need to make sure that the message gets delivered, and I have no reason to think it won't. The outpouring, the demonstration of passion and knowledge about this issue last year, I think really made Washington stand up and take notice. And it's just a matter of continuing that pressure because we're now in an election year, and the airlines are going to come back strong, and we need to make sure that no one forgets just how many people in the United States, in small towns and in rural communities, depend on general aviation. Not just pilots, but entire communities that are banking on economic development that comes from this type of transportation. And if we can all get together on that and make our voices heard, we can win this.
Let me ask you about a couple of changing faces in Washington, D.C., because that certainly will impact the user fee debate. One of them is the nomination of Robert Sturgill to serve as the administrator for the Federal Aviation Administration. He's in the interim post. You have mentioned that he has appeared at a number of NBAA meetings and conferences. You applauded the White House for that nomination, yet Bobby Sturgill has a more airline-biased aviation background. What do you see in his background that makes you think he'll be a good choice as administrator?
Well, I think, Bobby is an aviator. He was a former Top Gun pilot in the Navy. He did fly for United Airlines, but he's been an aviation attorney. He's worked at the National Transportation Safety Board. He's been around general aviation. And so I think he brings a knowledge and experience in terms of the air traffic system. And he's certainly been to general aviation airports. He's toured manufacturers. So I think he's got a broad picture. And we're hoping that that will be an opportunity to revisit some issues and policies from previous days, and have us hopefully have an opportunity to dialogue and revisit some of the premises that were at the foundation of the administration's position on some of these issues.
If, assuming that things are resolved on the user fee front by the end of February, assuming they don't extend it again, do you see Bobby Sturgill as a better person in there from the standpoint of the concerns of general aviation than perhaps Marion Blakey was?
Well, I think there are various strengths that all administrators bring to the table. You know, running the FAA is an enormously challenging position. I think we've had a number of administrators over the years. Some have been more familiar with aviation. Some have been more familiar with government policy, and some have been more familiar with legislative processes. All those are important skills. But I think we are looking forward to working with Bobby. As I say, he has a thorough understanding of aviation, and through his government service at the NTSB and the FAA, certainly he's not a stranger to the government budgeting process, the procurement process, the legislative efforts, and so forth. So I think he brings probably as solid a background as anyone could hope for to the position. And, we're looking forward to the opportunity to work with him.
My guest today is Ed Bolin of the National Business Aviation Association. We're talking about 2008. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Well, Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and my guest is Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association. Ed, we talked briefly about Bobby Sturgill at the FAA. One of the other changing faces is the replacement of Trent Lott as the ranking member of the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation by Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas. Trent Lott, in the end, turned out to be one of the most strident proponents of user fees in the Senate. Will Senator Hutchison's move into that position be seen as a good thing for general aviation?
Well, Senator Hutchison is someone who was formerly the chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation. So she certainly knows aviation issues, and she comes from a state where all aviation, but particularly general aviation, is enormously important. I was with, had the opportunity to visit Senator Hutchison a couple of weeks ago with my friend Phil Boyer from AOPA, and I think Phil used a comment like 39,000 general aviation pilots, AOPA members in the state of Texas. So certainly a very, very strong general aviation state. You know, one of the two or three largest general aviation states that we have. So, you know, I think she recognizes that general aviation is broader than any one segment, that the whole system needs to work. And I think that that perspective, you know, is appropriate for a senator from Texas, where general aviation is so important. But we also have three major airlines headquartered there. And I think that, you know, I think she'll view the system in its totality and try to move forward aviation policies that are in the best interest of the aviation system as a whole. And I think that's all anyone can ask for from a public policy person.
Here's a question that is related to but not exactly the same as the user fee debate, and that is what I think a lot of us see as an ongoing attempt by the airlines to distort the public's impression of general aviation as a bunch of fat cats who are taking advantage of airline passengers' subsidies. No matter what happens with the user fee debate, that debate will be retired for at least 4 or 5 years. Do you think that the airlines will continue this campaign in preparation for the next cycle? Is this something we'll face as an ongoing problem?
There is no question that the airlines adopted as a primary strategy that they were going to try to promote misperceptions, distortions, myths, truths about the general aviation community. That they were going to take a very small anomalies and hold them up as representative of our entire community. They know what they're doing in no way reflects the general aviation community, but they decided to pursue that strategy of distortion and mistruths because they thought it was in their best lobbying interest. I think that the fact that so many in the general aviation community have stepped forward and said, I'm general aviation. It has given Washington a clearer understanding of who we are and what we are and what we mean to small towns and rural communities all over the United States. But I think what you've seen from the airlines is an effort to try to put forward an unrealistic and unfavorable view of general aviation. They haven't been successful, but they've invested heavily in that, and I would expect them to continue to do that.
So this will be a long-term strategy rather than a short-term tactic, and it's something that we'll have to be fighting even if we get an FAA reauthorization bill favorable to general aviation. I'm thinking that this tactic is likely to persist because they have the money and the will to keep this going in anticipation of the next time this debate comes up.
You know, I think it's very unfortunate. In 1997, the airlines went after each other, trying to come up with fees and taxes that would give them a competitive advantage. Then we called them the majors. I guess we now call them legacy airlines. Decided to fight the low-cost carriers like Southwest and the others. And it was really, they finally recognized at the end of the fight that it was debilitating. And the next time around in 2000, the airlines closed ranks together, but also joined hands with General Aviation, and we were ultimately successful at getting over $1 billion in new funding for our nation's airports. I guess I am hopeful that that when the user fee debate is behind us and we have a new FAA bill, that hopefully will reject once again the idea of user fees, that the airlines will recognize that we all have more to gain collectively from attacking and trying to destroy each other. So I am hopeful that that will all come together. However, I think we need to be prepared if that is not the case, if they want to continue to go down the road of trying to distort and attack and vilify general aviation. We're going to have to continue to stand up and tell the story of why we are so fundamentally important to our nation's economy and to our nation's transportation system, and at the heart of the economic development hopes and dreams of small towns and rural communities all over.
Other than managing runaway success, are there any other issues that are on NBAA's radar screen as we go into this new year?
Oh gosh, we've got an exciting year ahead of us. I think everybody is familiar. We've got the Customs and Border Patrol proposed rule that is out there that we think is going to need to be addressed. I think the general aviation community has raised some very legitimate concerns about trying to both promote security of the country, but do so in a way that is workable and reasonable and allows for the mobility that is really at the heart of American society. And so, that'll be an issue. We've got potentially a general aviation security rule that that we know as the Department of Homeland Security has sent over to the Office of Management and Budget for review. That certainly could be out there. We've got operational issues. The community, I think, is still trying to get its arms around A008, which relates to operational control. So I think we're going to have an exciting year, a challenging year, but I think if we've learned anything from 2007, it's that when we come together and show our collective voices to Washington, you know, we can make a difference here. And I think that's something that we're going to have to get used to doing, because I think the challenges that were so clear last year from the user fees and the airline attacks on our community, we're going to continue to have our challenges, and there are a lot of people out there that don't understand or appreciate general aviation, and we're going to have to give people a much clearer picture of just how important this industry is to the United States for a variety of reasons.
Well, Ed, I know you have a lot on your plate this week, and we're at a time of year when a lot of people have kind of put their feet up on the desk for a few days, and I know you guys are still hard at work. I really appreciate your taking a few minutes out to talk to our listeners about that. We look forward to catching up with you at some of the major aviation events this year.
Oh, it should be a great year for all of that, and we're looking forward to being out and seeing new products and new ideas that are always at the heart of the excitement of general aviation. So happy new year to you and all the listeners.
My guest has been Ed Bolin, who's president of the National Business Aviation Association. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.